was so confused last night.
I was during which point?
I was walking between rooms and the TVs were on, and I was recording the thing and trying to write notes and trying to do with the tweeting and doing with the thing and the deal and gel
multitasking.
Pops. Yeah. And then there was right before the thing started on CNN, there was a commercial. Michael Steele was on CNN, and I'm like, what is he doing on CNN?
How cool is that?
And then No, it
was
a commercial for this Nick Nolte movie that's coming out, or I guess miniseries on Epix that's coming out, where he plays a president called Graves.
Oh.
And he was there was like this whole like scene where Michael Steele was on a desk. CNN or MSNBC, where he works desk, and they're sitting there debating whether this guy is real or not real. And then I thought, now why is Michael Steele not real? What happened here?
Is he an actor? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on there, Michael Steele? Michael Steele?
I guess he's not real.
Yeah, you hear me?
I hear you. Okay.
No, I was asked to play myself, former RNC chairman. The president Graves is the former Republican president who has a change of heart about his policies. And the commercial was a scene, if you will, where he announces to the country that he's changed his mind about some of the policies that he implemented as president. So we were discussing this as we would on any show about whether or not this man has lost his mind.
Yes, that was I'm on the wrong channel, honey. I'm on the wrong channel.
Yeah,
and I was
weird
alone
to see Michael Steele.
The funny part was that my friends at MSNBC obviously had to sign off on that. It's not something I could just do because of my contract. Because that's a competitor. But this was for Epix. This was their new series that premieres on the 16th of October called Graves. I'm in the second episode. You can actually see it now. They've pre-released two of the episodes, the first and second. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a real honor to be asked to do it. You know, it's kind of cool.
He's already polishing up his Emmy speech. I see what's happening right now.
I love it.
Best supporting actor. Where's my nod? All right, let's talk about reality, or what appeared to be reality last night. I'm still not sure. I was just debating our news anchor here, Judy Pilak, about the issue of the timing of the debate. And I thought for the first half hour, Trump was winning that debate. And then he gave it up for the last 60 minutes, I think, by getting pushed into, first of all, the subject matter changed against his things that he's popular in. Right? I mean, this, you know, dealing with the economy, he's got a 2-1 lead over Hillary Clinton in the polls in terms of people who believe he can deal with the economy. But then when it comes to the issue of then let's go right to it, race relations in America, the moment where he said, you know, when Lester Holt asked him, what do you say to African Americans about your role in the birther movement? And he was like, I say nothing. How did you take that?
Right. Well, this is the problem that I saw overall. I'll tell you, I'll start with your question. I took it. I was offended by it because you need to say something because you cannot in good conscience continue to stand there and think that after the country elects the first black man president of the United States, that it was justifiable to ask him to prove that he was an American citizen. So that was number one. But the broader subject matter, and you hit it off correctly, he started off winning. He came out. He had a strategy to go after her. He did it. He had her fumbling over her words, sort of hubbada, 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 sort of backstepping. But here was the difference. She recognized at a certain point that she was about to go down that rabbit hole. And because she had preparation and because she had the sort of the training, if you will, to pull herself away from that, she was able to pivot at a critical moment when talking about his tax returns and pivot onto a piece of turf that she was more comfortable on and that she could have a little bit more command and put him on the defensive. Donald Trump's problem, very succinctly, This is what happens when you don't prepare. The fact that you think you can just go into this debate and wing it, because heck, that's what I did up till now, was just absolutely ludicrous. And he proved the point that no matter how asymmetrical a player you are, no matter how outside the box you are, no matter how much people want you to blow up the system, you still at some point need to do the very traditional thing, and that is your homework. To have some degree of substance and preparation on a multitude of issues that you can then pivot to that are favorable to you, and then
he had to know. He had to know that that question is going to be asked. What do you say? Will you apologize? I knew that they were going to ask him that, right? I mean, or she was. If Lester didn't do it, she was going to do it.
I'm sure people on the team raised these subjects with him, tried to prepare him with answers to push back. But again, if your mindset isn't to absorb that strategy as a tool, as something you have to do, that, yeah, it may be uncomfortable, maybe something you've never had to do before, but you've never run for president before either.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to put yourself in a smarter space. For a man who is as smart as he is, and he is an intelligent man, he winds up taking steps and taking actions that are just dumb. And last night, it came back to bite him in spades.
His surrogates, Michael Steele, today and yesterday, including Newt Gingrich, are saying, you know, we're proud of him for taking the high road. They say he didn't attack her as much as he could have, and that was the right thing to do in this initial debate, that it made him look more presidential. Hillary Clinton brought up the treatment of women with that Miss Universe pageant candidate, or the one who won, I think. And he says, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Chelsea's here and I respect her, so I'm not going to go there. And I think a lot of people knew he was saying, I'm not going to go after her husband and his track record, but indicating now his campaign that, yeah, the next debate, watch out, I might do it. Is that the right way? Is that going to help Trump? Do you think that tactic, did he miss an opportunity last night?
No, that's not going to help him at all. And if that's the mindset of this team, they might as well turn the lights out now. The country, look, the thinking that the country is abdicating because they like Donald Trump and have pushed him into this point and have kept him close in this race, which the polls clearly indicate that's the situation.
Yeah.
The fact that the country has done that doesn't mean they've abdicated their desire or their interest in having someone meet their ideal of a president. They still want you to be able to sound presidential. They still want you to act presidential. They still want to have you show that demeanor at some point. They appreciate that you're kind of out of the box and you're a guy who's going to be a little bit more of a maverick. Yeah, we want that, but that doesn't mean that we abdicate all semblance of what we consider to be presidential behavior. So if the idea is, oh, next time I'll just fully go full, you know, mud on her and go after her husband and all of that stuff, that's not how he's going to win this. The next debate is a town hall meeting. It's going to be citizens in the room asking the questions. That's a very
undecided, by
even
the
more
way. Undecided citizens, yes. Yeah.
Undecided voters. So those undecided voters, give them a reason to be comfortable with you as president. It doesn't, just because you act presidential doesn't mean that you can't be a maverick. And that kind of thinking that he has, I think, has distorted the way he's approached this part of the campaign. He missed a huge opportunity last night, and he's paying for it today. There's not enough spin in the world that's gonna say you won last night. Now, the polls may come out and show that he gets a bump from this.
He will.
We've seen that.
I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you he'll be up 3 points.
I thought she's done as well as she has. She was, you know, she showed her warmth and knowledge. She was, you know, showed her knowledge. It was a nice platform for that. She took shots from him. She managed the shots in her direction well, and she kept things somehow on away from those areas that are her weaknesses. Either you can blame, some people blame Lester Holt for that, or you blame Trump for not bringing it up, whatever. But those weak points like the Benghazi and the email was barely really discussed, right?
Right. Well, okay. Here's what I think is going to happen, though. He was introducing himself to a whole raft of people who are just now engaging for the first time. Violetta was telling a story before the show. Interestingly enough, she was at an event last night, and people wanted to watch a football game as opposed to the debate. And there were some people like, oh, yeah, what's going on? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And so that is that there's a whole new group of people entering into being aware that this is happening. Don't normally think about politics. And those that we call those low information voters. Those low information voters are going to see his circus act for the first time and go, oh, I kind of like that. They know who she is. Oh, she was the president before, wasn't she? Yeah, no, we don't like her. Well, that's good. Yeah, we like it. Now, I want to go back. I want to play this because I have to say something about this. It bothers me. I know we're going back to what we were just talking about, but here's what he said to Hillary Clinton about, I was going to bring something up, okay?
But you want to know the truth? I was going to say something extremely rough to Hillary, to her family, and I said to myself, I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's inappropriate. It's not nice, but she spent hundreds of millions of dollars on negative ads on me, many of which are absolutely untrue. They're untrue and they're misrepresentations. And I will tell you this, Lester, it's not nice, and I don't deserve that. But it's certainly not a nice thing that she's done.
Okay, so it was sort of he's appealing to the fourth grade teacher in the schoolyard. He's the bully. I was gonna hit her in the head. I was going to hit her in the head, but I'm not going to do it now because it's wrong. And then he gets that. Now he's off the schoolyard. He's back in the hallway, going back to class. He's in the spin room after the debate. And he says this to CNN.
Anything that you wish you did differently?
No, I'm very happy that I was able to hold back on the on the indiscretions with respect to Bill Clinton. Because I have a lot of respect for Chelsea Clinton, and I just didn't want to say what I was going to say.
Which is,
I'll tell you maybe at the next debate. We'll see.
I'm going to hit her next time.
See, that's what he's saying.
He's bragging to his buddies, essentially, in the hallway. Yeah, no, don't worry. I'll hit her the next time. I just cannot believe that the discourse has sunk to this level. It's startling.
It has because that's where we want it to be. And we cannot as citizens sit back and go, oh, gee, how did this happen? How did we get here? Oh, my God.
I know.
Martha, did you know? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Hush, Martha, that is a sure way to get him killed.
How awful. No, we invited this. We welcomed it. We condone it. We praise it. Apologize for it.
Yeah.
And it's not just Donald Trump. It's again, this is the whole move culturally, what reality TV is about. We sit around our televisions with popcorn just to watch someone berate another human being.
Yes.
So so when you have it now infect your politics, don't come up here and act all surprised and get all indignant, because all you're going to do is turn off that debate and then turn on something equally or more brutal.
This will all be so much better when Kanye West runs next time in 2020.
I think a Kanye Cuban ticket is just what the country's going to need.
Kanye Cuban against Ivanka Trump and NeNe Leakes. All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks,
be good.
All right. There he goes. Michael Steele, former head of the Republican National Convention Committee. And convention, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And now he's on MSNBC. On WGN right now, Violetta Powder Medic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.